Now let's look at one part of the massive financial bailout package that was passed by Congress last week. Lawmakers used that bill to take aim at oversized CEO pay. Those paychecks have long stoked the anger of shareholders and lawmakers, and a research firm looked into some of the latest pay packages.
Some of the highest paid executives were executives of financial services companies who are now either not in existence or in bankruptcy or have been bought by another bank.
That's Paul Hodgson, who helped do the research for the Corporate Library, which tracks CEO pay. We spoke to Mr. Hodgson about the measures in the bill that aim to limit the pay of top executives who take part in the government bailout.
One of them attempts to limit incentive compensation that would encourage executives to take inappropriate or excessive risks. The other one is a clause which would allow companies to recoup compensation that was based on fraudulent financial statements. And then the third is to prevent any of the golden parachutes that have been paid out lately.
Well, let's follow up with a couple of those. How do you prevent excessive compensation to a CEO?
Well, if the government takes a position in the company, they suddenly become a fairly large shareholder in that company, and therefore they have some additional influence there.
You also said something about fraudulent financial statements. What's that about?
Well, this is a movement that's been going on outside the bill. A fairly substantial number of the S&P 500 and even some smaller companies have introduced what are known as clawback provisions. These are provisions whereby any incentives that were based on what then turn out to be incorrect financials can be recouped by the board.
Oh, because if you're a CEO or a top executive, you might get a bonus based on your company's fabulous financial performance. And if it turns out it wasn't so fabulous, you got to give some money back.
That's right. I mean, some of the clawback provisions that are in place now will only apply to executives who can be specifically accused of misstating accounts, you know, being directly involved in the fraud.
Oh, I'm just the CEO. I had nothing to do with what those guys in accounting happened to put down on the financial reports.
Well, we've had that story before, that's for sure.
So some of these things have loopholes, is what you're saying.
There are loopholes that can be exploited. And even the wording of the bill itself is relatively, it's a stretchable wording, let's put it like that, because you have a situation whereby somebody needs to decide what is excessive or inappropriate risk-taking. That seems to be, from the bill's wording, the responsibility of the Treasury Department, which one would think have enough on its plate at the moment without having to decide that as well.
Let me try to get to the bottom line here. The desire of lawmakers was to make sure that this $700 billion doesn't end up in the pockets of a bunch of executives who are responsible for the problem in the first place. When you read the legislation, does it look like it might achieve that goal?
It's written potentially too loosely, I think. There are clauses that might prescribe certain kinds of compensation and might make it more difficult to pay executives, but it doesn't make it impossible to pay them.
I'm interested in the corporate culture that you see on Wall Street right now. Is it still accepted that if a company makes $1 billion, it's perfectly acceptable for the CEO to take away $100 million of that? It's practically a rounding error to some companies. Is that still seen as acceptable?
Well, I think it is at the moment because many of them were earning $70, $80 million last year.
Even as their companies were going into the ground?
Even as their companies were going into the ground, exactly.
So do you think that people on Wall Street find anything wrong with that the way that people in Washington and some other places seem to?
I don't think they do. They have a different perspective. And the perspective seems to be one of, well, if we're doing well this year, then I need to make money out of the company while I can. And the problem is that there's too much focus on the short-term gains that can be made without any real focus on long-term shareholder value growth.
Paul Hodgson is Senior Research Associate at the Corporate Library. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.